Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
All right, all right. You've seen it. You've been watching what's going on. Campuses all over the country. Campuses even in the state of Connecticut, where things are usually pretty peaceful. But it's gone on everywhere. Some schools violent, some schools frustrating, some schools peaceful. How would you handle it differently, though? Have you seen mistakes made? What do you think you saw that was clearly wrong-headed? Should colleges have been tougher? Should they have been more lenient? Are there tricks you can use to make these things work out better? What's your analysis of what's gone on so far? I talked a lot about freedom of speech, and I stand by what I said. Freedom of speech, when people are following the rules, they should be allowed to speak. And on college campuses, you might want to bend a little. But one of the things I think we've seen, and maybe it's been a reminder for some people, that these things can slip out of control easily because there are event kidnappers always ready to get involved, or maybe not even ready to get involved, but always involved. That when you're radicals on campus want to do radical stuff and the moment is right, they've got the right issue and the right energy, they're going to bring in outsiders, or the outsiders are going to bring themselves in. And those people are even savvier than the savvy rebels on campus. So you have to be, if you're putting yourself in the position of a university president or the board of directors, you've got to think about being ready to be aggressive, ready to move quickly, ready to be firm. This is what they did at Columbia. They didn't do it maybe as early as they could have. Maybe they didn't do it as early as they should have. Although last night they did a pretty nice job of going into Hamilton Hall and taking everybody out. Anyway, what's your response to it? I was talking to somebody this morning, a guy who's a guy who's from one of the Soviet satellite countries who I know, who migrated here, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. And he says, you got to watch out. This reminds me of the Russian Revolution. He said, this could spin out of control. I don't think this is over just because they're starting to end it. Because when you have a radicalized institution like higher education, the academy, as they like to call it, when you have a radicalized professional, institutionalized part of the society that is against the society, like the left-wing higher education, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, which is the energy of the Democratic Party, and they've got control over the flow of money in big institutions like the academy. That's a dangerous thing. Where does it go? Anyway, this guy was saying to me, he said this could really be going places. We can't assume it won't. And it, you know, I had to pinch myself a little bit because I have trouble having enough imagination to see the path, how that happens. What path do we go down? How does it become a revolution? How does it spin out of control? What does it take? What would be the next thing? That's what I'd really like to find out from you. What is the next thing? If we are going bad right now, if this is America slipping down a slippery slope that is too heavily sogged down with heavy rains and thick, gooey clay, and there's no way to stop yourself, how does it travel? Where does it go next? 860-522-9842. What do you imagine? Is this it? Do you think this was just a little nothing, or do you think it's a big something? The part that is scary is that these young people have been allowed to lead a life in an environment, in an education environment, public schools, private schools, whatever, growing up, in a world in which we stripped away competition and we stripped away the expectation that they have to fend for themselves, and we stripped away the right to go play in the backyard or further away with your friends. It's a vastly different world. People don't have babies anymore. If they do, they've got one and a half, or maybe one. And they don't get taught the things we assume they get taught anymore, because they're being raised by a whole new world of people who are come from the radicalized side of things and are anti-American in their outlook. So anyway, I wanted to survey you. 860-522-9842. What are you feeling about this moment? Is this a big moment? Is this one that goes down in the history books? Perchance, this moment. Is this a moment we'll look back on and point and say, wow, that's when it really started? But what? What is starting? What is going on right now? Mayor Adams in New York was interesting. He ran right up to the front of the line. He's excited about this. He's a smart guy. Or a shrewd guy, maybe his shrewdness. He understands that he looks really bad if he doesn't make himself look really good. He looks really bad if he doesn't make himself look really strong. So Mayor Adams ran to the front of the line on this situation at Columbia and had a press conference today. And made himself out to be the strong guy, the tough guy, the guy you could depend on to maintain the peace. And it's interesting in terms of Mayor Adams, and it's interesting in regards to New York City. But it also could be a signal for everybody else. This is the ground you want to stand on. Be strong when order starts crumbling. If you lose the perception that you're the person who's going to be strong and maintain order or restore order, if you're not that guy, you're in trouble. If you're the person who's doing it, you're going to come out a winner. You're going to come out smelling good if you're tough. When the pictures on TV show that things are falling apart. There was a poll over the weekend that showed Donald Trump leading nationally. This is a CNN poll by 7 points. Another one a couple days before that, it was 4 or 5 points, Trump leading. And this stronger Trump and weakening Biden, after a couple weeks ago, Biden was looking like he was making a comeback. But maybe the response is that's being revealed in those polls is a response to America crumbling. Its leadership crumbling, not rising to the occasion. What do you think? 860-522-9842. Let's take a quick break, and then we can take some calls coming up on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
All right, so what's your take? 860-522-9842. Let's start off with Dave in Middletown. Hi, Dave. Yes, sir, Dave. This thing working?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay, so you're talking about a 7-point increase in the latest polls, but...
Not a 7-point increase, but a 7-point lead for Trump.
A 7-point lead, okay.
Yes.
A 7-point lead, but I'm thinking, what great leadership came out of that administration? Compared to Joe Biden, yes. Could we do better? Absolutely. But again, here's my thing. These are the same two parties that are going to do the same thing. They're not going to get us out of debt. They're not going to bring down the deficit.
Okay, Dave, we've had that conversation before. But
yeah, so then why are you saying that Trump was is going to be the answer to all this? He's not.
I didn't say anything even vaguely along those lines. I said that there's a shift going on because people look at who's running the country and how they're responding to a crisis, and they see weakness and they see violence on TV at college campuses, and that causes a change to go on. I'm throwing it out there as evidence to support the idea that the Democrats are making a mistake by not being out front and strong on maintaining order.
Okay.
And that might play to the advantage of Trump, whether he was good or bad, or, the binary guides these things because they've got this system rigged in such a way that we only choose between two. So you're not doing analysis on who's better. You're doing analysis on that guy's not this guy.
Well, so I'll agree with you on that, Todd. If that's the argument and that's the point we're going to bring points against for mm-hmm. or against, then yeah, you're right. I mean, but again, these are the same two idiots that have gotten us into this mess as we're in now. So between the combination of the two, we are in dire straits because of these guys.
Well, of Democrats and Republicans, because we're stuck in that binary.
You betcha. And we don't have any new blood. We've got the same old, same old. So what are we going to expect in the next 4 years? Same old, because that's all we're going to be able to choose from. Same old, same old.
That is true enough. All right, Dave, thank you for the call. It's good to hear from you. 860-522-9842, Fred in Middletown. Hi, Fred.
Hey, doesn't anybody believe in the deep state anymore? In the 50s, Joe McCarthy said there were communists in high places. And I think that's a fact, like in the State Department, like we brought people over here, like Russian communists to help us fight the Nazis, and then like they stayed on, you know, in other places. And then
there were communists here. You know, McCarthy wasn't wrong about the communists. He was wrong about the politics.
Well, whatever. Anyway, communists in high places. Now, this thing that's going on here, this is fruit of a 100-year effort. If I may read a thing, it's practically a poem. It's from 1994. The fellow who would play this at the beginning of his radio show from time to time was killed. This is Anthony J. Hilder. And it's like disco music in the background and evil laughter. Welcome to the New World Order. Glad you can make it. Never in human history have so few taken so much from so many as America's Illuminati and their warlords of Wall Street and Washington. In just 8 years, these banksters and international government gangsters took us from the greatest creditor nation to the largest debtor nation on earth. Our standard of living has dropped like a rock for 4 out of every 5 Americans. They've foreclosed on our homes, our farms, our factories. They've exported your jobs and surrendered our arms. They want it all, a new world order. Zeke Heil, one race, one world, one leader. Ein Reich, ein Volk, ein Führer. The Illuminati wants you to be a slave. From birth to grave, the banksters own the Federal Reserve. It's private. They own it. It's not the Federal nor Reserve. The cashists make that funny fiat funny money stuff you call dollars for 2 pennies. They lend it back to us at full face value, then charge you interest. You get the debt. They get the interest. They get the gold. You get the shaft. They want it all, a new world order. Zeke Heil, it's a big idea. NAFTA gives the shafta. Illuminati, 1994. One world, one race, one leader. Ein Reich, ein Volk, ein Führer. Their CFR controls the CIA, the FBI, the ATF, and the FDA. They don't give a damn about the POWs and the MIA. Hillary, Billary, Hitler, Marx, and Mao. Almost done. They want a new world order. They want it all, and they want it now. The Illuminati imports the dope. They create the chaos, string us out, crush our hope. They created AIDS, the designer disease, to bring you down and grovel on your knees. They want to vaccinate your child and give him the mark. They want to illuminate you and keep you in the dark. They want you to pay for it with plastic, surrender your soul. They want you under their thumb, under their control. They want it all. Zeke Heil, a new world order. Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Fred. You know, I don't love that because it claims to have an answer.
No, it seems to state facts. That's not, like, depending on the question, a properly constructed question contains the seed of its own answer. I must call polemicist on you. You know what a polemicist is, of course. It's a guy with a bag of words who's looking for a fight. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't see how that applies here. I'm just, I don't feel meaning in that. I feel like, okay, we've got this star in the sky and we're all going to watch it glisten and I'm going to tell you what made it get there and what its powers are. It doesn't feel real to me.
Somebody could have sent someone to mess with you, right? That happens all the time. You know, there's a whole job description called hitman. And so someone comes up to you and it's like, well, you know, is it my race? Is it my, no, somebody paid me to take you out. You know what I mean? And by the by, like, somebody may have had America in their sights for the past 100 years, which somebody has. And, you know, they've been chipping away. And now it's like, you know, it's like there's cancers where it just goes all in your brain and you can't operate on it.
Well, I'm with you on that. There is a cancer, but I think it's within our system and the power of money and people's loyalties going where they see the money being.
Yeah. Well, that's like a mechanism. Yeah.
Well, but that's what we're looking for. What is the mechanism? Who is operating it?
People look at the money in this. So there's money flowing down to this when all the tents come and they're all the same. Who bought the tents? And then work it back.
Well,
and then real quick.
That's a good point. I'm sorry. I'm out of time. Thank you, Fred.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
605-229-842. We pause for news and continue on WTIC.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Why wait? Come on. Oh, come on. Why wait? You can rant right now at 860-751-4698 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
Yeah. What's your reaction? What do you think? What do you smell here? Do you smell rot in the politics? Is something you've been suspicious of maybe starting to manifest, become more clear? Are there surprises here, or is it just as you would think it would go? Are those in positions of leadership being too tough or too lax? Or are they missing the point altogether? 860-522-9842. What are your thoughts? This is Mayor Adams, New York City.
And I know that there are those who are attempting to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation. That is what this is about. And so if we want to play the word police, you could do so. I want to play the New York City police, where we're going to protect our city.
We're going to protect our city from what?
Those who are attempting to do what is happening globally. There is a movement to radicalize young people. And I'm not going to wait until it's done and all of a sudden acknowledge the existence of it. This is a global problem that young people are being influenced by those who are professionals at radicalizing our children. And I'm not going to allow that to happen as the mayor of the city of New York.
Wow. Mayor Adams is stepping right into the sweet spot of this for a politician, isn't he? Listen again.
And all of a sudden acknowledge the existence of it. This is a global problem.
This is a global problem. And what exactly is the problem?
Young people are being influenced by those who are professionals at radicalizing our children. And I'm not going to allow that to happen as the mayor of the city of New York.
If you want to cause a revolution, say, wouldn't you want to mobilize young, bored lives without meaning to find meaning in rebelling against their own country, their own values, their own classmates, their own schools, their own communities? Aren't they vulnerable and available? And aren't they dangerous?
Young people are being influenced by those who are professionals at radicalizing our children. And I'm not going to allow that to happen as the mayor of the city of New York.
You see how he's stepping into that space. That's where he's decided power is. And I think he's right. I think that's the right assessment. Watch where the politicians run when they've got the opportunity. 860-522-9842. What are your thoughts, please? What do you feel is happening in the country? If something big is happening, is something big happening? Or is this going away? I just have this feeling that it's something bigger. I have this feeling that we've been sitting around watching but not responding as the radicals who have been dismantling the norms of American society. We've been sitting around and watching and letting it happen. We can't do that. We've got to be alert. We've got to pay attention. We've got to be on top of it. Don't we? 860-522-9842. Is this, am I wrong? I feel like this is big stuff. I feel like our society has been made so vulnerable. The poor state of our financial condition. The silence over reckless spending of trillions of dollars that's just used to grease the skids for them, to grease the wheels of their pursuit of power. Doesn't seem right to me. Mark, thank you for calling back. Hi there.
Hi, Todd. How's it going?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
You're completely right. But like I said before, what do you think January 6th was? Those people who did that, I'm not condoning it, but those are people who are fed up with what's going on. You know, so you can sit back and watch, and most of us have to go to our daily jobs. But to stand up in revolt, I mean, what else can you do? Because obviously voting isn't working.
Well, voting isn't working because people vote stupid. Well, so you have to create clarity, right? And you have to make an argument.
I watched... one of my buddies lent me that video, 2,000 Mules. Have you watched it?
Yes.
So you're saying voting, people are voting wrong, but according to 2,000 Mules, I mean, that's like irrefutable evidence that the election was rigged.
I disagree.
You have GPS tracking these people going from ballot box to ballot box. You have them stuffing ballots. You have them taking pictures of what they're doing to send back in so they can get paid. How is that not irrefutable evidence?
Did you see the videotape of Wanda in Bridgeport?
No.
Okay, in Bridgeport, there is real election theft that goes on routinely. And it's documented now with videotape of the mayor's aide, Mayor Ganim's aide, stuffing the ballot box in the middle of the night. Now, even with pinpoint, precise, clear evidence, and after that was brought into court by John Gomes, the challenger to Mayor Ganim in Bridgeport, he goes into court, he gets an order from the judge. The judge overturns the election, the primary election, says you have to do a redo because this election was a mess and there's no way to figure out what happened. Why is it a mess? Because they're using paper ballots, which a system of early voting that has been deliberately built and designed to allow cheating to take place. Even with that hard evidence, the governor of the state of Connecticut and the other high elected officials like the two U.S. senators endorsed Ganim for re-election, and he won again.
So why don't you think the 2,000 Mules documentary is valid?
Because when you've got something precise like Bridgeport, nobody even...
GPS,
nobody even takes the evidence. What's that, Mark?
He has GPS tracking, pinning these people.
I don't trust the filmmaker. So
you don't trust Dinesh?
No.
I think he's like a constitutionalist.
Well, I think he's also a guy who wants to sell movie tickets, who wants to make money on his films.
I think he's a guy searching for the truth.
Well, you know, we disagree. I don't trust people. I don't know anyone who is out there talking about the world who I listen to.
If you watch some of his debates and some of his lectures, he's mm-hmm. a true historian who studied the history of the United States and studied world history. I mean, that guy is so sharp. Nobody will even debate him. So I feel like he's a real truth seeker.
Send me anything you see that you think is that strong, and I'll watch it. Thank you, Mark, for the call. I just I've seen him talk some riffraff stuff that just reeks to me, and it made me lose faith. There was a time when I had him on the air a couple times, and I thought he was going in a good direction. I just don't feel that anymore. But I can't say I'm right. I'm just very cautious. CJ, thank you for the call.
Hi. Okay, so all I want to say is I just want to reiterate what Eric Adams said about the protest. So this is what he said. He said, and I know that there are those who tempted to say, well, the majority of people may have been students. You don't have to be the majority to influence and co-opt an operation. And that instantly made me think of January 6th. Now, I'm not saying that what those people did is right, but I honestly feel most of those people were there just peacefully coming together, and outside influencers came in and caused havoc, and it turned into a complete disaster. And it just, there's so much similarity.
Well, there were definitely different groups of people, because I got invited to January 6th by several different parties who were inviting and organizing buses, and there were all different people wanting to go there. And I think you're right that the majority of people going to January 6th had nothing in their heads about that there was going to be some kind of ruckus going on there. They were going to show their support. And
yes, but I think the rhetoric from the other side is saying, look at what these people did. Everybody that was there, and they show all the pictures. I just think that people need, I wish they would just open their eyes to the same thing what Eric Adams is saying, that.
But
yes,
but I'm not getting your point yet. Who was this? Who was the co-opting of January 6th? Who did that?
I don't know. I think there were outside influencers that were there agitating the people and kind of saying, come on, guys. Like, they showed that.
Oh, you mean like they were sent in by the FBI or something?
Yes, yes, yes.
But why couldn't that same force be a bunch of extremists who wanted to make something happen that nobody else anticipated?
Absolutely, yes. I think that's what it was.
Well, not FBI extremists, but people on the other side. The actual people who we saw on TV with those goofy outfits on and going into Pelosi's office and all that stuff.
I can't say specifically to what extent each person, but I just think that they knew, people went in knowing that we're going to turn this into a circus. Some
people
did, yes.
Yes.
I believe so, because they showed clips of that guy saying, we're going to raid tomorrow, and everybody joined, and they're like, what? People are like, no, we're not. We're not going to do that, because that was nobody's intent to do that. I think it just was,
No, I agree with you.
To cause chaos.
I'm with you on that. And at the same time, you had people in charge who left the Capitol unprotected.
Yes, absolutely. On purpose, because they knew this was going to happen.
Well, they might have known, they might not have, but they knew that when you have large groups of people, there are these different currents flowing through that river of force, and you don't know what happens if you don't have police there. That's why you have police there.
So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you for that, CJ. Good to hear from you. 860-522-9842. Quick break. We'll take some more calls coming up on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's WTIC. Where are we headed here? What does this smell like to you? Does it smell like the 60s? Does it feel like it's small and radical but contained? Or is there a lot of volatile stuff? You know, like a forest that hasn't been, that hasn't had a good blaze in a long time, and meanwhile, a lot of trees have been falling down and a lot of wood's been sitting there drying out. Is that what it seems like? 860-522-9842. Tim calling from Hamden. Hello, Tim.
Well, I think I can put together, you know, what the last caller and Fred from Middletown with the rant about the New World Order and all that stuff, all the conspiracy stuff. You know, it's easy for Adams, who's running for re-election as a Democrat, to just to throw out there and say stuff like, it's outsiders, it's outsiders. You don't have to prove anything. You don't have to name any names, do you? And people will believe you. You know, how many outsiders? 10, 1,000? You know, who are these outsiders that, you know, are coming into it? These protests were about stopping a horrendous, bloody war that we're seeing every night on television, and ceasefire and returning the hostages, and everybody has made it into, you know, a Jew versus Hamas and that sort of stuff. What side
you don't
you
think
on?
The protesters did that?
I think people, you know, some of the,
I mean, what I've seen is absolute black and white thinking and expression. So to me, there's a sweet spot here that
you're not seeing everything there. You're not certainly not seeing that on the Yale campus or the UConn campus. These are people that, you know, they want, you know, a state for the Palestinians and things like that, which are very radical to a lot of people. But they are not anti-Semitic, you know, for the most part. One or two can say moronic things, absolutely. But, you know, for the most part, it's about ceasefire. But again, it's just easier throw out the conspiracy.
Well, I agree with you, but, you know, part of this thing is you have to have good messaging and you have to be clear on what your stance is, and you have to understand that the certain things you do are going to be the things that stand out for people and make an impression. And yeah, what I've seen is the pro-Palestinian protesters not saying humble things, but saying radical things. I have not heard them just saying, we need to have a voice for the Palestinians as part of our right conversation in this country. I hear them saying Jews are no good, Israel is no good, and doing chants about how you're the enemy if you're wearing a pro-Israel shirt or carrying a sign or something like that.
And I've heard people, you know, saying something, you know, wrong for saying Israel, you know, is, you know, and its army and everything is wrong. But I have not heard the Jews are no good kind of thing. That's, I don't know where you're hearing that. That's certainly not on the.
Well, I'm not reading something verbatim. I'm saying that's the tone of what's been going on. There have been almost uniformly what I have heard reported is about hardline radical statements, not softer centrist ones.
Well, you know, again, you don't have a Martin Luther King or somebody like that deleting these prospects. You don't.
No,
have
but
any,
you do have you these know affluent college kids who are suburbanites and sophisticated people. Why are they behaving like this?
Have you seen the local, you know, like the Yale student who's been, you know, the main person, is respectful, very careful worded and all that sort of stuff. That's the people there that, you know, have been doing that. But again, it's far easier to kind of get into this. All of a sudden it's going to be terrible. Outsiders, George Soros is coming in.
Well, you know, it's easy after you see what we've been seeing. But you're right about Mayor Adams. He's stepping into the space that was created, but they made it really easy for him, I think, Tim. Thank you for the call. Take care of that throat. 860-522-9842. Rant at 751-4698. Let's see how that ride goes. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Good afternoon, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.